Shanghai Showdown, China's embodied AI push, South Korea's new rules, and the workplace AI tipping point. Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. I'm your morning AI host, and today's briefing is about a pivotal moment. The world just watched China lay out its most ambitious AI agenda yet, while the U.S. workplace quietly crossed a milestone no one was prepared for. Let's get into it. Start in Shanghai. The 2026 World Artificial Intelligence Conference, WEC, wrapped up this week with a bang. The ninth edition of the conference broke records with over 100,000 square meters of exhibition space, and it closed with $3.1 billion in expected procurement deals signed on the floor. But the headline isn't the dollars, it's the direction. China is going all in on embodied intelligence, physical AI, robots with brains. Tencent unveiled a full-stack embodied intelligence platform and upgraded its ADP 4.0 system globally at WEC. Agibot, one of the fastest-rising Chinese robotics firms, showed four new humanoid robots aimed at industrial deployment, and Pudu Robotics debuted what it's calling a one-brain, multiple-embodiments agent. One AI controller running across an entire fleet of physical robots. Meanwhile, a bionic hand with hyper-realistic synthetic skin wowed the crowd, signaling how close to human parity these systems are getting. The geopolitical signal was equally sharp. China launched WICO, the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, a multilateral AI governance body designed to rival Western frameworks. Tech Times reports that YEIC ended with two incompatible AI governance regimes now locked in for global enterprises, one from Beijing, one from Brussels and Washington. If you run a multinational operation, you're going to have to pick a lane or navigate two. Speaking of governance, South Korea's new AI regulations took effect today, July 21st. The rules require businesses across industries to meet stricter compliance standards for AI use. The Aju Press reports it's already raising urgent questions for enterprise legal teams about implementation timelines and documentation requirements. South Korea joins the EU in moving from AI guidelines to hard law, and that trend is only accelerating. Across the Pacific, a new Gallup survey landed this morning with a number that should stop every executive in their tracks. More than half of U.S. employees, 51%, now use AI at work. Organizational AI adoption jumped 6 points in just the second quarter of 2026. Gallup found productivity gains were highest in coding and automation tasks. But here's the nuance. Awareness and usage are still sharply divided by age, income, and education level. This isn't a smooth rollout, it's a bifurcated workforce, and managing that gap is going to become a leadership priority fast. On the funding front, NIO emerged from stealth with $100 million to solve a problem that's quietly becoming critical: governing AI agents inside enterprise software. As companies deploy more autonomous agents, figuring out what those agents are actually doing and whether they're doing it safely is no longer optional. NIO's pitch is a discovery and governance layer for agentic software. With $100 million in backing out of the gate, investors clearly agree this problem is real. Also worth flagging, Sony Music filed a second lawsuit against AI music startup Udio on July 20th, escalating its copyright fight. The first suit is still working through courts, and now Sony is opening a second front. This signals the music industry is not settling. It's going on offense. And the legal framework around AI training data is far from resolved. Finally, GitHub's code quality feature went generally available yesterday for enterprise cloud and team users. It's designed specifically to tackle a new problem: AI-generated code that compiles but still contains subtle quality issues. Think of it as a spell check, but for the logic layer. Today's idea: if you're watching the South Korea and EU compliance wave, consider a vertical SaaS business that provides AI governance documentation and audit trails specifically for mid-market companies. They can't afford a dedicated legal team, but they need proof of compliance. automated compliance logs for AI systems, packaged and priced for the middle market, is a business that didn't exist 2 years ago and will be mandatory in two more. That's your morning AI briefing for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm watching Shanghai, Seoul, and Silicon Valley, so you don't have to. See you tomorrow.